Unity Report RCMP received a report of a suspicious individual near a residence in Unity. Members attended, but the subject of complaint was gone on arrival. A child was found walking on the street alone. The child's guardian was located. Police received a complaint of a break and enter at a business in Unity. This matter is still under investigation. Members received a request to attend a residence with child and family services. RCMP received a complaint of fraud, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. Police received a Mental Health Act complaint. Members spoke to the subject of complaint. Members received a report of a vehicle collision with a deer. There were no injuries. Reported for insurance purposes, RCMP received a complaint of theft. This matter is still under investigation. Members issued a 72-hour roadside suspension during a traffic stop. Police received a report of a break and enter at a business in Denzel. This matter is still under investigation. Members issued a 21-day roadside suspension during a traffic stop. RCMP are investigating a complaint of fraud. Police received a complaint of criminal harassment. This matter is still under investigation. There were also 3 traffic complaints and 1 false 911 call. Wilkie Report RCMP received a report of a vehicle collision with a deer. There were no injuries. Reported for insurance purposes, police received a complaint of a dog running loose. Members spoke to the animal owner and issued a verbal warning. Members are investigating a complaint of a break and enter at a business in Wilkie. RCMP receive a report of a horse by Wilkie Regional Park. The animal was returned to the owner. Police received a report of an individual trespassing in a residence yard. This matter is still under investigation. RCMP received a report of a stray cat biting a child. Members patrolled but could not locate the animal. Members received a report of administering noxious thing, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. Police received a report of suspicious individuals walking down the street in Wilkie. Members patrolled but could not locate the subjects of complaint. RCMP received a Mental Health Act complaint. Members spoke to the subject of complaint. Members received a complaint of a stolen truck. The vehicle was recovered in Landis. This matter is still under investigation. Police received a complaint of theft, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. RCMP received a report of a 2-vehicle collision on Highway 14 near Wilkie. There were no injuries. A traffic ticket was issued to 1-vehicle driver. Members received a complaint of harassing communications, but there was insufficient evidence to proceed. CN Police reported a railway crossing malfunction in Scott. Reported for information purposes, police received a complaint of trespassing. This matter is still under investigation. Members received a report of a lost wallet. The wallet has not been located. There was also 1 false alarm. Macklin Report RCMP received a report of an individual damaging a shop door. Insufficient evidence to proceed. Police received a complaint of a stolen backhoe. This matter is still under investigation. RCMP received a complaint of theft of fuel from a local gas station. The individual paid for the fuel. No charges were laid. Members received a complaint of a 2-vehicle collision near Macklin. There were no injuries. Reported for insurance purposes. There was also 1 false 911 call. Persons with information about crimes being committed in the Unity, Wilkie, Macklin areas are urged to call the Unity RCMP Detachment at 306-228-6300. The Wilkie RCMP at 306-843-3480, or the Macklin RCMP at 306-753-2171. If you wish to remain anonymous, you may also call Saskatchewan Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, or *8477 on the SaskTel Mobility Network. Crime Stoppers will pay up to $2,000 for information which leads to the arrest of persons responsible for any serious crime. Crime Stoppers is anonymous and does not subscribe to call display, nor are your calls traced or recorded. You can also submit a tip online at www.saskcrimestoppers.com.